Jim goes deathly silent. And the free throw is up and good. Evan Kaczynski sinks the first free throw. As a bonus, he gets the second one. Pushes the lead back to 7. 2:11 left in the fourth. This free throw is off the front of the iron, rebounded by Cass City's number 11, Jacob Perry. Here comes Cody Orban. 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. Orban over to number 4, Hartwick. Back up top of the key to Dickinson. Over to 11, Perry. Orban for 3, top of the key. This one is good. Smooth. Cody Orban hits his first 3 of the night, now with 10 points. We have a timeout called by Cass City. Not quite sure if it's going to be a full timeout or not. So now, John, it's a 4-point game, 32-28. Lakers still with the lead, 1:51 left in the fourth. What would Cass City try to do here? Are they trying to hit the three, feed it to the hot hand, or are they going to just try and break him down?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind who's going to be taking all the shots, and that's going to be Cody Orban. He's going to get all the opportunity shots. But on the defensive end, don't be surprised if there's not a foul fest. Two reasons. One, if it's not called, they might get a steal and go in for layups. Two, if it is called, you know, right now I haven't really
Lakers are 3-for-7 in the fourth quarter and 3-for-9 in the second half.
See, that's not going to cut it down the end during crunch time. And so if it comes down to a free throw shooting contest, you know, that's an advantage for Cass City.
And they're 3-for-6. So both teams shooting 50% or lower, 50% for Cass City in the second half, and Lakers 33% in the second half. It's going to be Laker Mall 90 feet from their own hoop. Evan Kaczynski will be inbound this, full pressure from Cass City.
This is a big possession for the Lakers.
And they feed it into Zwemer. And now he's trying to find Evan Kaczynski right at midcourt. Gets across the timeline, and now there's a foul committed by Cass City, a push. That's going to be the 10th team foul against Cass City. So we're at the line shooting 2. For the Lakers is going to be number 5, Evan Kaczynski. He just made 1-for-2 in the last trip down. And the foul is against number 12, Cody Ross, his third.
Well, that was before the foul that the officials didn't call.
Lakers on the night, 7-for-15.
Big free throw here.
And it's off the front of the iron. No good for Evan Kaczynski. So Israel Sin and Hartwick check in, and they replace Schenk and Cody Ross. They've been doing this exchange the entire night as if it were hockey, offense to defense. Minute 45 left. It's a 4-point game, 32-28. Cass City only trails by 4 points, as much as 10 in the fourth. Second free throw coming from Evan Kaczynski. This one's up, and it goes in. 2-for-4 from the free throw line, and 2 trips here for Evan Kaczynski. Pushes it back to a 2-possession game. 5 points. Orban across the timeline. Left to right across the radio, over to the right wing to Hartwick. Dickinson, top of the key, over to Perry. Being guarded by Schutte. Tries to dribble in, picks up his dribble, picks back to Orban, now to the left wing. Lakers coming into matchup zone. Orban drives down the lane, goes up for the layup, and it's partially tipped by Zwemer. Evan Kaczynski comes in with the rebound.
Good non-call.
Minute 20 left, and now we have a foul reaching in the backcourt as Schutte was trying to bring it up the court. And it's an on-the-arm. Fouls on number 4. Colin Hartwick, his second. And the team's 11th, so they're in the double bonus. At the line, shooting 2 is Schutte. First one, no good. Not much arc on that at all. Hit the back of the cylinder and bounced straight out. Israelson comes back out. Usual suspects come in to replace him. 5-point game, 33-28. Lakers leading, now make that 6. Jared Schutte hits his second free throw. He's now 2-for-4 from the free throw line in the fourth as well. 6-point game, Lakers lead with 1:11 left, and it's a 3 bomb from Cass City. No good from Hartwick. Rebound Zwemer over to Kaczynski. And here comes Cass City's pressure. Kicks it up to Zwemer midcourt, comes across, and he's dribbling around as a center. Kicks it back up to Schutte. 55 seconds left. And now looks like Cassie is trying to foul, and indeed they do. Hartwick goes in for the reach, and that'll be his third. Team's 12th. So at the line, shooting two is Schutte. One more time. This will be his fifth and sixth attempt in the fourth quarter alone. So far, he's 2 for 4. We have a final score from Brown City. Harbor Beach wins by 30. Harbor Beach 74, Brown City 44.
Puts Harbor Beach in first place, doesn't it?
I believe so. First free throw from Schutte is up and good. Now back to a 7-point lead. That pushes Harbor Beach to 3-0 in the league. And now we have a timeout called by Lakers. No word yet if it's a full. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll be back after this. 35-28 league, Lakers by 7.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
By 7, trying to push it to 8 here with one more free throw from Jared Schutte. And this one's good, so it's an 8-point game. Lakers has led as much as 10, and they've led as little as 4 in this fourth quarter as Cody Orban drives in, kicks it over to the right wing for Hartwick's 3, no good, rebound by Zwemmer, and he has maroon jerseys all over him like it's going out of style. He's fouled. That'll be the 13th team foul against Cass City, so we march 90 feet. All the way down to the left side of the radio for Zwemmer to shoot two. He has not scored in this fourth quarter. He has 9 points in the night and is 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Trying to make it 5 for 6. 36-28, 42.7 seconds left. At the line, shooting for Lakers is the lefty, the big man Zwemmer. This one's no good. And this remains 36-28.
Well, if the pattern remains, I guess he's going to hit the second one.
Zwemmer in, he's in. But now with 10 points, makes the second one as pattern holds. 40 seconds left. Orban down to the right wing, checks up a three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Zwemmer. And rebound still loose. Orban brings it in. And now they need to get a shot off. Less than 30 seconds left. Hartwick off the balance. Kicks one up, and Zwemmer brings it in. And he's fouled, bringing in the rebound. A long-distance telephone call there from the far official. Calls the foul. That's going to be the 14th team foul on Cass City.
And I believe Jacob Perry has fouled out.
And Jacob Perry has seen his last moments on the court tonight. He fouls out with 5.
Coach Majewski is breathing a little bit easier right now. I think all the Lakers can smell it now.
Yes, indeed. With this victory, Lakers would advance and move on to 5-5 overall, back to 500, and 2-2 in league play. With a loss, Cass City would go to 3-1 in second place. Cass City at 4-0, or excuse me, Reese at 4-0. They're playing a non-division game. At the line, shooting two, Zwemmer. First one's good.
Yeah, he broke the pattern, Clark. Hit the first one.
Now with 11 points of the night. A few substitutions. Guardian sits down. Andrew Mead back in the game. And second free throw is up, and that one's good. Zwemmer now 3 for 4 from the line. Had 12 points in the night. 23 seconds remain. Here comes Cass City. Shank. At the top of the key, over to...